he talked about how to go before God and remind him of who you are and what you have done for him in order to receive your healing. Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother and sister, you need the word. Stay tuned today. Today we're going to be speaking about an opportunity for you to know how to go to the throne of grace and get some results. Many of us are going through things right now that we need God to step in and intervene. Stay tuned. This is a song that's always been at my father's Baptist church. A young lady would sing it when I was very small. And growing up, you know how you mimic and pretend that you're someone who can really sing good. So today, this song was just on my heart all day. And when Minister Ivan and our AV director, Peter, said that I needed to sing a song today, the Lord just immediately spoke and said, you know which one to sing. So I just ask you to pray with me as I attempt to sing this song as the young lady did, because it blessed my heart every time she did. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, and hear my humble Thou art calling, Master. Oh, don't pass, don't pass me by. Let me at thy throne a sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition, Master, oh help my up in a Baptist church, there are so many hymns and so many songs that just come up in my spirit when I'm in the presence of God. And he said to come to him with songs and spiritual songs and hymns, and to enter his courts with thanksgiving and come before him with praise. And that song has just been with me all day and all week. So thank you for just letting me get it out. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you will quickly turn with me to the book of Exodus. We're going to be flipping around in the Old Testament today, because as I've been studying, I've realized some things that as a child, when I saw the deacons in our devotion doing some things that I did not understand, that I laughed at, that in many cases I mimicked, as I just did the young lady who was singing. But now it's more a part of me. And as I've grown older and matured in the Lord, I understand so much more. So in the book of Exodus, chapter 32, will you please turn there? As I, in the spirit of Pastor C. Elijah, I'd like to give you a bit of humor. When I read this, I am a mother of seven, so I could relate to this. However, at the end, what you hear, it will still relate to me, and you're going to laugh even harder. A woman was driving a minivan filled with a dozen screaming kids through the mall parking lot, and she was looking for a space to park. Obviously frazzled, she coasted through a stop sign without noticing. "Hey, lady, have you forgotten how to stop?" yelled an irate man. She rolled her window down and said, "What makes you think all of these are mine?" Well, in my case, all of them are mine. Hallelujah. So going back to the scriptures of Exodus, we're going to be talking today about some things that I've been reminiscing in my mind as I've been reading the scripture when I study every day. As I want to admonish each of you, please find time to get in God's word. Find time to just spend knowing who he is, because he's waiting to reveal himself to you. So many things you don't understand, you will understand as you dabble in his word, as you invite him into your life. So I've been reading more and studying more to show myself approved. And going back to the Baptist, you know, country church in Winston, Georgia, with my father, who has been a pastor pretty much longer than I've been born. And I can remember the deacon board. How many of you have been to a Baptist church before? Yes. Okay, that's practically all the hands. And you know how they do devotion, and the deacon board pulled a chair out, and they come around. As a child, we would sit in the back, and we had memorized most of the deacon's prayers. So devotion wasn't boring for us as it would be for some kids. It was quite entertaining, because it would be each of our turn to actually pray while the other deacon was praying. My friends are going to kill me for talking about this. My brothers are as well. But as I remembered one of the deacons who is still living, he's doing very well, and I'm assuming that his prayer even back then is resounding today, because it is still in my spirit. God was putting prayers in me, which I thought was a game, but he was depositing in me even as a little child. And they would come around and start singing those old hymns. I'm not going to become a comedian and talk about those old hymns that they would sing that I didn't know the words to. But he would come up every Sunday, and he would say these words as he got down on one knee. "Jesus, thou art..." I didn't know this is what he was saying. All I remembered was the catchphrase. "Jesus, thou art a sinner's friend. As such, I look to thee now in fullness of thy love. O Lord, remember me. Remember thy pure words of grace. Remember Calvary. Remember all thy dying groans. And then remember me. Lord, I am guilty and I am vile, but thou salvation is free. Then in all thy abounding grace, dear Lord, remember me." And then he started, "Father, there's once more and again, your believing people have come." Yeah, I still know the prayer. So that was a part of my every Sunday morning at the church that I attend. I will not divulge that name because I know the people will get me. And I did not understand why that prayer started with "remember me" until I started researching and studying the scriptures. So now we will go to the book of Exodus, chapter 32 and verse 13. And we're going to talk about Moses. And as we know, Moses was the leader of the children of Israel. And Moses had to deal with some very stubborn and very rebellious people. And in this instance, Moses was going before God because he had decided he was going to destroy them. He was tired of their evil ways and going back, doing the same things that they had always done. And Moses came to God with this, verse 11. But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. O Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people, whom you've brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was the evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn, Lord, from your fierce anger. Relent and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be for their inheritance forever. The Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened, because he remembered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, if you will turn to the book of Judges, chapter 16, verse 28, we're going to talk about Samson. As you know, Samson was one of the judges in the book and in the Bible, and he was one who was defeating the Philistines for God. He was a warrior, but yet he was placed among the people as a servant. He was placed among the people to help judge the people, to keep peace. We're going to start Judges chapter 16, verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God. Please strengthen me just once more. And let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistine for my two eyes. This is when God restores him. Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars in which the temple stood, bracing himself against them, his right hand on one side and his left hand on the other. Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus, he killed many more when he died than while he lived. God remembered Samson. Now, if you will turn to the book of 1 Samuel, a few more books to your right, and we're going to talk about Hannah. We have two young men and now a woman. We're at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. And she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. Now skip down to verse 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord, and then they went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him. For the mere fact that I am bringing this to you, I am going to also prepare you for the foundation of going before God to say the same things to him. Father, remember me. This is the topic of today's message. Will you look at your neighbor and say, will God remember you? Now turn to another person and say, will God remember you? Pastor Charles spoke many years ago. I was asking my husband about it. He couldn't even remember the sermon, but it was an implantation in me, and it was called Your Heavenly Bank Account. Also, our pastor spoke on having a heavenly bank account, and I believe there have been other instances where it has been mentioned within this pulpit. But many years ago, when Pastor Charles was speaking on healing, he talked about how to go before God and remind him of who you are and what you have done for him in order to receive your healing. So from that, I'm going to start to give you preparation. I'm going to give you some tools, some outline, so that you might be able to go before God and ask him to remember you. Now, Moses was a very famous person in the Bible. My kids even know Moses. Many times when we're having our Bible study, if they don't know the name of the person we're asking the question about, they'll say Moses, just because he was so big in the Word of God. And Moses was a person who did not want to serve God because he had a stuttering problem. He had a speech impediment. But he, yet in the midst of all his fears, yet in the midst of all the things that he had to overcome, he did work for the Lord. He did bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. He did praise God and go before God for the children of Israel over and over again, he kept the word that he gave to God that he would oversee the children of Israel, even to his death. So one of the keys to beginning the process of letting God remember you is to become a servant of God. The servant in heaven is the greatest. So here on earth, how many of you have actually made a declaration in your heart to God that you are going to serve him? Yeah, I want to see some hands. Amen. Hallelujah. That is a step towards depositing in your heavenly bank account. No money on earth can pay you for God's blessing of taking care of his business. There is no earthly amount that can ever give you what God has intended for you to have. So first of all, you need to become a servant. Give your time and your energy here in the house of the Lord. There's so many things you can do. You can become an usher. You can sing in the choir. You can be a greeter at the door. You can work in our nursery. I would love for you to work in the nursery. You can do the janitorial staff. You could come and help clean the church. And it's not just janitorial things. It's cleaning the areas that are easily missed because of the mundane task of doing it every time. Then you've got the switch out. Just come and be a servant. Offer your life. Offer your hands. If you don't have the money to give, offer your time. He will gladly accept it and you will get paid. And I don't mean paid like $500, $600 a week. I mean, the blessings outweigh money far greater than what you can ever imagine. So next, let's take a look at Samson. Now, in the book of Judges, Samson is one of three that are judges in the Bible. You have Deborah, female, you have Gideon, and you have Samson. Now, all of them decided that they wanted to be a part of God's service as well, but this was a different type of service. They were advocates for God. Every day you come in contact with someone who needs an advocate for God. Every day at work, every day in the grocery store. I've seen people in line at the grocery store that just look desolate, just like the door, if the cashier says one wrong thing to them, it's over. And I have just looked at them and said, you know what, it's going to be all right. God loves you. It's okay. Some of them turn a deaf ear, but most of them smile as if it is a welcomed word of encouragement. It's going to be all right. God loves you. It's going to be okay. And from that, that's me being an advocate. And it's very simple. I did not lose anything, but I gained so much. So becoming an advocate for God is number two. Now, number three is dealing with Hannah. And Hannah is one of my favorite ladies in the Bible, as well as Rachel, because being female and very fertile as I have been, I hear so many times people coming to me saying, I just wish I could have one child. I just wish that I could have a baby. Just give me some type of seed. I just want a child. So looking at Hannah on her knees night and day, praying to God, please, Lord, don't just give me a child. I want a man child. Because during the biblical days, that was the child that was counted, was a man child. So Hannah, we find her at the throne of God in the temple. And I don't know how many of you know the story, but she had just gotten up from dinner with the priests. And at this dinner table, there was wine and there was food. And there, I'm sure, was water. But they were all eating and drinking and being merry. Well, she got up and said, I have business to attend to. So she goes to the altar and she's on her knees praying, but she's not saying anything. She's just moving her lips. And the priest walks up, and I'm sure he has had his fill, not to, you know, demean the house of God, but I'm sure that the wine was on the table and him seeing it, and I'm sure partaking of it, he thought she had had too much. And he speaks to her and says, woman, when are you going to stop doing all that drinking? Stop getting drunk. And even though she could have lit into him really well and said some things, she said, your servant is not drunk, but I am bringing all of my pain to the house of God, and I'm laying it at the altar because I've got a request of the Lord. And in this request, she said, Father, remember me. In the word, it doesn't say anything that Hannah had done other than pray, believe God, and have faith. Many of us don't have a whole lot of things we can say, Lord, will I go and do this? Lord, I help the homeless. Lord, I've brought someone into my house and I've actually did this or I've done that. Many of us can't say that. But Hannah had faith and she was a worshiper. She knew how to pray. And step number three is to become a worshiper and to pray. This will get you so much added to your heavenly bank account. Number one, we said to become a servant. to become a servant. Number two, become an advocate for God. And number three, to become a worshiper and to learn how to pray fervently with your whole heart. Now, one more thing about Moses that as I was driving here came to me, and one more thing about Hannah that just stands out that should be step number four, the Lord said, is that every promise they made to me, they kept it. They were faithful to their word. Moses said, Lord, I will go. And he went and he did it until the day the Lord took him home. Hannah said, Father, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you after he is weaned. And when Samuel was weaned from his mother, she took him to the temple and she gave him to Eli and said, let him work in the house of the Lord. How many mothers would really be able to do that after God has given you a child? Would you really be able to take him to back to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, thank you. Here you go. She was faithful to what she said. So if you're going to be a servant and you're going to give something to the Lord, then you really do need to be serious about it. Don't just say it haphazardly, but mean it and do it. If you're going to be an advocate for God, don't be a depressed advocate for God. Be lively and actually have something that's going to bless somebody. Bring it to them in the same way you would need it brought to you. And if you're going to be a worshiper, worshiping the Lord is the easiest. It's so fun. And I know that sounds crazy, but when you come out of it, he said, take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. When you leave out, you leave free. Even though you may take somebody else's burden in there with you because you're in intercession for somebody, when you walk out, you are different. You are not the same. So it's not only blessing your heavenly bank account, but it's blessing your spirit, man. It's blessing your flesh. It's blessing you health-wise. It's blessing your mind. Worshiping and praying. And then number four, when you say it, mean it. As one of the professors said that I know, say what you mean and mean what you say. It is so important for us to be able to go to the throne when we have an issue. Many of us don't even have the faith because we feel like we're not worthy to even come before God. And I'm thankful that I am an advocate and that people can call me and say, I feel like I just need somebody to pray for me. And I do tell them, look, you don't need me. I'm not a priest. You can pray right now. Just start by asking God to forgive you. And then I begin to encourage them. And then I lead them into prayer, hoping that they will be able to digest something or soak up something for the next time when they get ready to pray, they can pray on their own. So what's number one? Become a servant for God. Number two, become an advocate for God. And number three, become a worshiper of God. And four, say what you mean and mean what you say. Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word. You can send this message to a friend absolutely free of charge. Just go to airjesus.com and put in number 6313. It has been the most wonderful pleasure to speak to you today on the subject of Remember Me. Thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because brother and sister, you need the word.